Hi, my name is Nick Wagner, and this is my WRD 111 formal project reflection. My group established ethos through performing extensive research on our topic over the last few months. We have all become very knowledgeable about the opioid crisis and solutions through the decriminalization of marijuana. We also incorporated many facts from reliable sources to support our argument. This is a method that can help establish logos in an essay. The facts that we provided included statistics and studies about the opioid crisis and the main solution for it. The group was able to appeal to the emotions of the audience by providing research about how the opioid crisis is extremely harmful to our nation and all the people in it. We mentioned the deaths and struggles that it has caused in hopes of gaining the reader's sympathy. We included many visuals, including charts with statistics to support our argument, as well as maps of the United States that portray the areas that have been hit hard through the opioid crisis. We decided to discuss this topic because we agreed that we've all feel very strongly about ways to end the opioid crisis. Personally, I have had many family members affected by the opioid crisis, making the topic hit pretty close to home for me. While researching, I struggled with finding sources to support how decriminalization of marijuana can help solve the opioid crisis. This is because it's a very controversial topic and there are hundreds of opposing sides and arguments. I overcame this by adjusting my search and synthesizing information that I gathered from many different websites. I believe that our team was able to work very, very well together. We formed a group chat that allowed us all to communicate and ask questions. Each member had pretty much held their own weight in the group, therefore producing a great final project. Personally, I am an in-person type of learner, so I noted myself start to struggle with the class dynamic due to COVID-19. It was hard not being able to meet with the teacher or my group members face-to-face, but I believe that we were able to overcome this by keeping in touch through the internet. In the future, I do hope to have the ability to work face-to-face with my group members, but currently we take pride in the fact that we're able to produce a great final project with the limitations present. I also love that we had a group chat that allowed us to collaborate with one another rather than anyone becoming confused and no one to help us. Overall, this project has been very fun and I learned a lot. Thank you.